Welcome to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac, a show about how to break through obstacles that may be holding you back in life or business. And now your host of Breakthrough Thinking, certified master practitioner in neuro-linguistic programming, business consultant, and CPA, Dave Isaac.
Live from the 1010 Studios in Phoenix, Arizona, you're listening to Breakthrough Thinking. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dave Isaac, the host of Breakthrough Thinking, and I am so excited to introduce the all-new Match No Match, starring Leah Haben, TV personality, writer, professional speaker, dating coach, founder, and owner of Smart Femme, and the most delightful woman you will ever meet. Leah, how are you?
I am good, Dave. How are you today?
I am great. I wrote that all by myself because it's an accurate reflection of you.
Oh, my goodness. I'm tired listening. I do all that. I can't believe it.
Yes, you do, and a lot more than that. But you are delightful. I got to say it. Of all the major accomplishments, you are just a sweet, down-to-earth, sincere, compassionate woman, someone that really gives to the world. You make a difference. I'm proud to know you.
Oh, that's very kind of you. Thank you.
You're more than welcome. Why don't we talk a little bit first about what some of your accomplishments are and have been, like the start with the TV and the, who you write for, and a little bit about Smart Femme. We could go on and on. Lucky it's a two-hour program.
I don't know if I call them accomplishments, just things that I do. But I have been in the dating and relationship field for over 8 years now. I write three columns. My favorite happens to be Runway Magazine, which is not even national. It's international. It's in eight countries, including the U.S.
Wow.
I write for North Valley, my very, 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 very favorite. Fun magazine to write for. It's my Dear Leah column, so that one's fun. I get to answer people's questions, you know, regarding dating, relationships. It's just really fun, and the people there are just great.
So it's Dear Leah, you said?
Yeah, Dear Leah.
Wow,
that's
kind of so
like
cool.
Dear Abby for singles.
That's so neat. I wrote to you once, and now I have a dating show. Now, anyway, just kidding. Now, you've been on TV, of course.
I have. I kind of circled the wagon. I started at ABC, been to NBC, Fox. I've kind of run the gamut, and most recently hung my hat up at Smart Family at ABC, and you know, looking forward to getting back into that again.
That is so cool. And, of course, now you are on Breakthrough Thinking, Match No Match. You definitely have arrived.
You know what? It's fun. I've been out of radio for a little while. It's kind of fun to do it again.
Yeah, you used to have a show. What was it? Something Love
looking
with
for
Leah?
Looking for Love with Leah.
Yeah, that's right.
Thursday nights from 7 to 8 p.m. on KXAM 1310. Yeah.
Wow, that you remember that.
I do.
Wow, that is so cool. Looking for Love with Leah
with
or
Leah.
For Leah?
No.
Not
looking,
for Leah.
No, with Leah.
With Leah. Okay. That's better.
Yes.
Okay. Now, those are some great credentials. There's no question. You have a dating website.
I do. UltimateDateCoach.com.
That's very cool. And a little bit about Smart Femme, because I think that's really going to be your claim to fame, where you're making and continue to make and will make a difference in the lives of women.
Well, you know, Dave, my baby is a girl and started this when she was in college. She had written to me because she got taken to the cleaners on breaks and asked for me to make a directory of responsible businesses for her and her clients. And then one of my girlfriends says, why don't you just make that available to everybody?
That is so cool.
So, yeah, Smart Femme's a little bit different. We are female advocacy, and we protect and serve women. Anybody who comes on board with us and is a Smart Femme expert, you know, has to go through our stringent policies. They have to be ethical. They have to do what they say, and they have to sign an integrity clause.
Very, very important, and that makes it safe and secure for women. And I agree. I think that's much needed in the marketplace.
Yeah, I think so. Women have so many choices. I want it to be a safe choice.
Yeah, I think that's excellent. And, of course, here we are, Match No Match. No is spelled K-N-O-W, which is good.
It is
for
good.
Society and for couples, because it's always about know your match. Just don't run. Get to know them and get to know them in a way that you're sharing long-term values. And today,
well, that's true. I mean, yes. Hot and Dumb is still dumb, Dave.
Hot and Dumb. Is that like Dumb and Dumber, that movie?
Sometimes it is.
Let me ask you about hot and dumb.
Yes.
What is hot and dumb?
Okay. How many people run into relationships because the guy or the girl is hot?
Yeah.
And they have no substance.
I totally agree.
So hot and dumb is still dumb.
Yes. No matter how hot the dumb is. Right? Because eventually it will cool down. Dumb will take over and will. That's the long-term criteria. See, that's wow. I'm excited because that's one of the. Well, I shouldn't say yet, but that's something that I'm very interested in is why people use short-term criteria hoping for a long-term relationship. And the hot is the short-term, the dumb.
Is long-term. Dumb is dumb, and it's always going to be
yes.
dumb.
Yes, and the short-term, people just won't remain hot.
No.
And doesn't happen that way.
Well, you know, interestingly enough, you can go out with somebody who, you know, may not be your type or may not be that attractive, but you get to know them, yeah. and they're engaging, and they become more attractive.
Exactly. I totally agree. That's the way to go. But society with the media, we'll have a show just on that one day, how the media seems to create our belief systems and the lens and the filters we look through to determine who we should be attracted to. And that's just not, it doesn't work in today's society.
Well, look at, let's just go with Kim Kardashian.
Oh, yeah, for 10 points.
Yes.
72 days of marriage, about $216,000 per day because it was a $17 million wedding. What was she thinking?
I don't know. I think that she took the Britney Spears course.
Yeah.
To get married and divorced in a week.
Yeah, that was crazy.
She just took it a little longer.
But $17 million for her wedding.
You know.
Wish I was invited. That's some party.
Well, I'll tell you what. What do you say to something like that? I mean, what? You know, I think it was all for the reality show. I think it was just.
You're probably right.
I really do.
Good advertising, maybe. It was a marketing expenditure.
Well, they say that even bad press is good press.
Yeah.
So, you know, the jury's still out on that.
Yeah, I don't know. It's hard for me to believe. But from 2 o'clock to 2:45, we're going to talk about being single and the holidays, or in the holidays, I should say, because that's a tough one, right?
You know, the holidays are the toughest time. And, you know, people are surrounded by families and, you know, you go through the malls, couples holding hands. You know, they traditionally market the Hallmark holidays to couples and to families. And for that single person, it can be really rough out there.
No doubt. And then 2:45 to 3:15, we're going to have a man and a woman in studio, a man calling in to answer profound and deep questions about various areas of relationships. And see if that will end up in a match or no match. We don't know yet, but that will be exciting.
It'll be very exciting, and I'm kind of excited to hear what people say.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, too. We don't know. It's unrehearsed. It's going to be exciting. Who knows? Maybe we'll be a matchmaker, maybe not. And then 3:15 to 4, we'll talk about couples and their in-laws. I call it outlaws. I don't know. What do you say?
Well, My heart goes out to the men in this case, because usually there tends to be the daughter-in-law and the mother-in-law, and the poor guy's usually caught in the middle. So that's going to be fun.
That will be fun, too. We should ask people call in and tell us their experience about in-laws and holidays and men and women and their daughters and their sons and blah, 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 all that stuff.
Yes, a lot of drama.
Lucky I don't have in-laws. Okay, now, here's something I'm going to ask you. What would be different if men ruled the world, just before we get into...
You mean they don't, Dave?
Yeah.
Well, they think they do.
Exactly, but they don't. Just before we get into the being single in the holidays, what would be different if men ruled the world? And I got a couple answers. Let's see what you have. You could say, what do you have, Dave? You could say that.
Well, you know, I think that everybody be in sweats every day, first of all.
I think you're right.
I think there'd be sweats. I think there'd be recliners everywhere. And then, you know, I don't know. I think McDonald's would be a bigger staple than it is now.
Yeah, I think you're right. Well, here's what I came up with. When your girlfriend really needed to talk to you during the game, she appeared in a little box in the corner of the screen during timeout. That's what would happen. They would put that in.
Wow.
Right?
Okay. Tom, you know, the cable station that comes up with that is going to be selling a lot. Oh, my goodness.
The other thing, the only show opposite, this is the other thing that will happen. The only show opposite Monday Night Football would be Monday Night Football from a different camera angle. That would be if men ruled the world.
Oh.
Not good.
You mean that hasn't happened yet?
No. Garbage would take itself out if men ruled the world.
Well, you know what? I would pay the guy to figure that out.
Yeah. Valentine's Day would be moved to February 29th, so it would only occur in leap years.
You know what? I'm going to go with that one, too.
Yeah. And telephones would automatically cut off after 30 seconds of conversation if men ruled the world.
You know, I'm gonna debate that one because okay. I know a lot of long-winded men.
I know, but these are the dumb men. You know, the men that
the hot and dumb.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nodding and looking at your watch would be deemed an acceptable response to "I love you." That would be another one. Oh, I got a good one from that one. It took six of them. Hallmark would make "Sorry, what was your name again?" cards.
Actually, I think they do make those.
Oh, they do? And here's the last one. Instead of an expensive engagement ring, you could present your wife-to-be with a giant foam hand that said, "You're number one."
Oh,
that's what happens if men rule the world.
See, now, I thought that there'd be, you know, for that last one, I'd rather have box tickets to the signs.
Well, you're quite the sports woman.
Yeah, get me into the Suns, and I'll take that over an engagement ring.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, this is incredible. And, of course, you're on our sports show. You're going to be all over the place interviewing people. I'm excited about that, too.
I am, too. It's going to be fun.
We got a lot of stuff going on. Okay, there was my attempt at how the world would be different with the hot and dumb people. And actually, the way it looks, that's not so far-fetched from the people and the leaders in Washington these days.
No, unfortunately, it's not, Dave.
Oh, very sad. Okay, they're still debating the payroll tax cut as we speak. Who knows what's going to happen there. Now, single and the holidays,
think about it. I mean, go through a mall, go through the grocery store. You see couples together. You go to church. They're sitting with their families together. It's a tough time. I mean, traditionally, suicide is at its highest this time of year.
It is. Oh.
You know, I mean, people, unfortunately, you know, the holidays are reminiscent, you know, families being together and, you know, families, what are families? They're couples.
Wow. So that's a tough thing. So what are some of the suggestions we can give to singles?
Well, you know,
during the holidays,
this is a great opportunity to market yourself, though.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. There are so many great activities. There's holiday parties, there's block parties, there's corporate parties. There are so many opportunities to meet new people. You know, put on that fabulous little black dress or even color, better yet, stand out. But go out with your girlfriends, go every day is an opportunity. Every event is an opportunity to meet somebody new.
Let me ask you this. Is it tougher for women or men to be single during the holidays?
You know, it's pretty equal, although women have a little better opportunity because, you know, I think men are pressured into having to ask the woman out. You know, women are more on the women are in the driver's seat.
They are.
They
the
really,
driver's seat?
Yeah, they're in the driver's seat. They just need to own that. So many women don't understand that, you know, you're the woman, you're in the driver's seat. Whereas men, you know, but you have to send out the right signal. You know, are you approachable?
And what is that right signal? I like that. This is some NLP stuff.
Yes, it is.
How do you send out the right signal?
You know, just being in a great mood. First of all, a smile is the best accessory that you can
That's
have.
That's a good one. Yeah, I agree.
You know, and just flipping the switch. I call it flipping the switch. Before you go out, you know, get in the right mental state. You know, be what you want to attract. If you want somebody that is fun and attentive and life of the party, then be that. If you want somebody who is attractive and, you know, has some goals and, you know, has some things going on, be that. Whatever it is that you want, you have to be.
So in other words, be that which you seek.
That is it.
I like that. That makes a lot of sense. Now, what are some other things? You know, I did actually a little research on this, and it's sort of similar to what you said. You know, find other single friends and hit the town.
Yeah, you know
what? Get out there. At least get out there. Woody Allen said it. 85% of success is just showing up.
Well, that's true. And let's face it, Woody Allen is not the most attractive man in the world, but yet he's been with some of the most beautiful women.
Diane Keaton.
Absolutely.
Who else?
Mia Farrow.
Wow. And Wow.
Mia Farrow was considered one of the most. I mean, she was married to Frank Sinatra. I mean, she was.
That's right.
I mean,
can you imagine going from Frank to Woody?
No, I really can't.
I just saw one of his movies. I think it was Anything Else. It was sort of funny with Jason Biggs.
I have not seen
that one. It was like 2001. It was sort of a funny movie.
I did watch a documentary on him recently, though. Very, very interesting.
Really?
Really interesting. I didn't know that he got his start in stand-up.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
Yeah, he got his start in stand-up. But, I mean, I wrote a column on this recently. You know, women especially complain about men going after the, you know, the beautiful woman and, that you know, not really seeing women as regular people and, you know, we're not attracting a good-looking guy or a great guy. But I have to debate that. I mean, King Albert abdicated the throne for, you know, quite the scandalous woman. Wallace Simpson, who was not attractive. You know, President Roosevelt, let's face it, Eleanor was not exactly supermodel material.
George Bush Sr.
Barbara? Oh, oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh. I mean, let's face it, she's no Laura Bush.
Yeah, that's, yeah, exactly. Now, Laura was cute.
Laura's cute. Very attractive older woman, really kind of knew how to carry herself.
She liked those Yale men.
Didn't
he go to Yale?
You know, not a real big Bush fan, couldn't tell you.
Me neither. So you wrote an article about this?
I did. I had several women complaining, writing in and stating that you know, where are the good men? They don't, you know, they're only looking for supermodel material. And I had to just say, you know, and then throw Prince Charles in there. I mean, Camilla, hello?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that woman is not attractive.
So what's up with that? It just breaks the cultural barriers. They're looking for the inner beauty.
They're looking for the inner beauty and, again, common ground. Intellectual compatibility is really the key to a successful relationship.
That makes sense. So when during the holidays, you should also look for you know, the types of people you hang around with, maybe the types of events.
That's just it. I mean, you want quality, not quantity.
Yeah.
You know, it can be exhausting.
Although I know some guys that might disagree with that.
You know, that's
true. But that's scummy, right?
That's Manther. They're going Manther. Right. They're going rogue Manther.
And even sub-Manthers.
Oh,
what's
yeah.
a sub-Manther? Manther in training.
No, that he's below
oh,
Manther.
Yeah.
He's like the fleas on the Manthers.
Oh, that's good. I like that one. So back to the singles and the holidays. So hit the town. Maybe pair up, especially with women, maybe you should bring a friend.
Always bring a friend, but also, you know, ask. You have a network. Ask your friends.
They could even write to you.
They can write to me.
What would they say to you? Like, what's happening there and where to hang out?
Or
Dear Leah column.
They can write there. They can go to smartfemme.com. And we're going to, you know, coming January, we're going to have calendar of events. And we're going to be putting in all kinds of singles events and everything
really?
On there. Yes.
Especially when you and I speak.
Exactly.
In front of lots of people.
Lots
of various single topics. As well as relationship topics. This is going to be fun.
It is going to be fun. But, you know, Dave, Scottsdale especially is the divorce capital. I mean, we have a lot of people out here that are lonely and really need some help. We have our work cut out for us.
I'm up to the challenge.
Oh, good. Me too.
I'm excited about this. Now, how about, why don't we take a quick break? And when we come back, we'll continue our discussion with the star of Match, No Match, Leah Haben. And we're talking about singles during this holiday season, what to do. We have some more suggestions, and then you don't want to miss at 2:45 to 3:15 when we have actually two live people talking about are they a match or no match. That's going to be exciting. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Michael Dixon. Internationally acclaimed Metropolitan Opera baritone Dmitri Varostovsky will perform a one-time-only opera gala concert with the Phoenix Opera Orchestra and Chorus Tuesday, January 10th at the Orpheum Theater. We've seen the sensational singer in the Met's live HD broadcasts. Now hear him live in concert January 10th. It'll be the musical event of the season. Get tickets now at the Orpheum box office and at phoenixopera.org.
How healthy is your business? Is your business plan helping your bottom line? Do you even have a business plan? Barbara Haggerty of Mind Your Own Business has over 25 years of helping businesses of all kinds and sizes to get them where their owners want them to go. She uses her special wellness check process. It's to assess where your business is now, and then uses her own unique 7 steps business excellence plan to expand and grow your business into something to be proud of. Barbara will take a holistic or a global appreciation view of your company, and that's absolutely going to make a difference to your bottom line. So call now and schedule a wellness check and watch your business grow. 602-750-4518. That's Barbara Haggerty of Mind Your Own Business. 602-750-4518.
Welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. This is Match No Match. Noah spelled K-N-O-W, starring Leah Haben, the all-new Match No Match. And we've been talking about singles while in the holiday season. And we're just trying to look up a couple things that may be happening. Some parties, maybe New Year's Eve parties, those type of things. Another thing I think people can do, singles can throw their own party. Wouldn't that be safe?
You know, I would say, you know, I saw this on movie once. I thought it was a great idea. Bring your old boyfriend. Bring your old boyfriend.
So
all the friends, all the girlfriends get together and have a singles party and bring an old boyfriend or a date that didn't work out, you know?
Wow.
You know, someone's trash is somebody else's treasure.
I like how you said that. Wow, I'd probably be going to a lot of parties. that's amazing. I don't know if I'd have time, but I could... you know, check it out. So bring someone that didn't quite work out.
Right.
And you could, like, pick a number or something, and you can do, like, an exchange.
You know, yeah, like Secret Santa, you know.
Wrap your old boyfriend in a Secret Santa uniform and...
Just put a big bow on him.
Wow. Hey, that's a great idea. I wonder if anyone's
ever
done that.
Old boyfriend donations.
That is, yeah. Yeah, you don't even get a charitable deduction for that.
No.
But you will have a gain not being with that person anymore. How about guys? Can they bring their old girlfriends? Could that happen as well?
You know, men tend to be a little bit more territorial. I mean, even if they're not with the woman, they still kind of have this claim thing going on. I'm not sure what that is. But, yeah, once they, you know, put that stake in it, you know, they tend to hold on to it a little bit more than women do. When women let go, they let go. It takes us forever to come to a decision to, say, leave somebody. But once we do, once the ship is out of the harbor, we're gone.
Wow. So when you're done, you're done.
We're done. We're done.
That's interesting. I had no idea about that.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. We'll sit there and we'll complain to our girlfriends. We'll do all kinds of stuff and we'll resonate on it for a really long time.
So, but you're saying guys, they're not completely ever done.
No, not really. Not really ever.
Is it an ego thing, you think?
I think a lot of it's ego.
That's interesting. Well, here's something else, a little different than the party concept, is volunteer for charity during the holidays. That's not bad.
That's a great one.
I think it is good.
I think it is. The food bank. I think there's lots of organizations. Salvation Army does a number of good things.
I think so, too. And, I mean, there's like
your
the
church.
Food bank. Yeah, churches always accept.
Exactly.
Like that.
Get on committees at work, you know, for most of your corporations. I know when I was with Amex, I took my daughter, interestingly enough, and we did, you know, Secret Santa shopping for, you know, needy kids and stuff. But they have committees together.
Oh.
So, you know, might be meet somebody from a different department at work.
That's a great idea. I think that's really good. The one thing you probably don't want to do during the holidays, don't just withdraw.
No. Not a time to be alone.
Yeah. I mean, and plus it's just you're giving in to a weaker part of you if you withdraw. And there's probably a part of you that wants to, you know, be a part of something. And there's maybe a part of you that has fear of rejection. And don't let the rejection part really, you know, control what you end up ultimately doing.
Well, I think that's just it. And I think, you know, it's important to kind of put on the, you know, the holiday spirit. And it's not all about you. It's, you know, Christmas is a time for, you know, everybody, you know, celebrating something bigger than ourselves.
That's a really good point. And that's really what it should be, although with the commercial impact, it seems to take away that message, unfortunately. Don't you see, especially with each generation on and on, that it's all about, you know, what am I going to get? What type of gifts? And then you're happy or sad depending on the type of gifts. And maybe it's time to get back to the true meaning.
Well, that's one good thing about this recession. I think that it may be bringing back, you know, the real spirit of, you know, Christmas or the holidays, you know, Hanukkah, whatever it is. It's about being, you know, again, celebrating something that's bigger than ourselves and celebrating time with friends and loved ones.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And really, it's about giving as well. So, you know, maybe bake some cookies or something and bring it to a neighbor or someone that you like.
Bring them to work.
Yeah, bring it to KXXT 1010 right now.
2800 You know, there's some West. Sitting out in the lobby.
We should have a taste test.
We should.
Okay, we're going to do that because we're on for over another hour and a half. This is great. I did check it out. Calculated couples, it appears, will have a New Year's Eve bash at, 8 p.m. Saturday, December 31st. The Doubletree Paradise Valley Resort, the Grand Ballroom New Year's Eve Ball, they call it. Wow.
Well,
that's,
you know,
huge.
They always have a huge draw. I mean, they have thousands of singles there.
And, they do.
And they have all kinds of singles groups there. They had like Scottsdale Sea and Ski, you know, all kinds of different, you know, like speed dating. They have all kinds of different affiliations and adventure clubs for people that are single.
See, and they sort of match up in a way. There's like, what?
I think you fill out a questionnaire or
yeah,
something.
There's a questionnaire. I think I went one time. I was part of Single Parent Association long ago. I was on their
also
board.
A good association, Parents Without Partners.
Yeah, there's two of them, Parents Without Partners, and the other one was Parents Single Parent Association. Oh. I was on the board of directors there and helping a lot of people because, well, I've said it before where, you know, I think women – unfortunately, get the short end of everything because, you know, they might work their, you know, work during the time their husband goes to school and then the husband gets the degree, goes up the corporate ladder, and then trades in the woman, their wife, for a newer model. I don't think that's fair.
Well, I agree with you on that. Unfortunately, you know, it's been going on for a while, and I don't see that ending anytime soon, Dave.
I know. I don't think so either. So that's why I joined the Single Parent Association, partly to give seminars. A lot of people accused me of joining because it was 70% women.
Well, I thought that's why you joined, Dave.
Well, that was an interesting side benefit. No, but no, I did give a lot of NLP talks because I really had a heart for that. I really felt it was unfair. And so you'll hear me doing some male bashing. Uh-oh, people are going to be listening. But I do think, not all guys. I mean, there's some really nice guys.
There are some,
you know,
wonderful guys out there. But at the same time, there are some manthers.
Yeah, exactly. And that,
you know,
was,
and
that
is the typical term. A manther is a guy who goes for a younger woman.
Yeah, and a cougar.
A cougar is vice versa.
And a grand cougar.
Grand cougar, hang it up, lady.
Yeah, exactly. That's the mom of a cougar.
Yeah,
watch a grandma cougar.
Yeah, grandmas watch your kids. You know, yeah. That's all I got to say.
What would be a grand manther?
Oh, you know what? We're not going to go there.
Oh, yeah, maybe not. Okay, but yeah, that's true. I agree. I just realized what I said. All right, Tom, bleep that one out. Okay, too late. Now, before we go on a break, let's talk about kids a bit.
Okay.
Because, you know, kids... watch their parents.
Yes, they do.
The parents are role models.
They are.
So the moms and the dads that are single really better be careful on how they demonstrate what they do unless you want your kids to follow suit. So here's a couple interviews with kids that I noticed on when I Googled this, kids' views on relationships.
And ooh, it says, this should be interesting.
I think it's pretty interesting. And one question, how do you decide who to marry? And one kid, age 10, said, you got to find somebody who likes the same stuff. Like if you like sports, she would like it that you like sports, and she would keep the chips and dip flowing. I mean, that's what the kid at age 10
pretty
said.
Pretty smart.
That was unbelievable. And then...
there's a little football going on in that house.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Let's see. Here's a couple others I thought that were interesting. It says, how can a stranger tell if two people are married? I thought that was a good question. Age 8. Here's the answer. You might have to guess based on whether they seem to be yelling at the same kids. So, pretty smart kids.
You know, that's the one thing people don't understand. Kids are so perceptive.
They really are.
They, you know, and we just don't realize that, you know, their radar is always on.
It's amazing. And that's why, you know, I mentioned, you know, I pre-frame this with, you know, be careful how you demonstrate what you're doing because your kids are watching. And that's what sort of bothered me, what I noticed at Single Parent Association and, you know, any single organization is that people seem to, men or women, they seem to get involved too quickly, introduce the next boyfriend, girlfriend to their kids that were young, under 10, very quickly.
No.
That creates a potential real big problem.
Well, it does. And, you know, what you have to do is, first of all, you need to make sure that you want this person long term before
Absolutely.
You even entertain the
I
idea.
I totally agree. That would be a horrible thing, and it has turned out to be horrible for at many times.
Well, it sends the wrong message to your kids,
yeah.
First of all, that if there's a revolving door in your bedroom and the kids
yeah.
are seeing it, not a good thing.
Not a good thing. And worse is, not worse, but equally as bad, perhaps, is if the kid really likes the guy or the girl, but you don't.
Exactly. Well, that's
then
part of it.
What do you do?
Well, not only that, but if the kids see that your so-called love is, you know, if you change your relationships like socks, it sends the wrong message.
Wait, are you pointing at me when you said that?
I was. No.
Okay.
Well,
not you, but
no, right.
In general. Yeah.
But yes, I mean, when someone changes relationships often,
yeah.
the kids start to internalize this. Well, you know, what if daddy gets sick of me?
You know, exactly.
You know, they
good point.
They do. They really worry, if he can't hold on to a woman, you know, why would he hold on to me?
Yeah, that's a really, really valuable point. And it's a sad point. I think it keeps going on. I know the stats are staggering in terms of divorce rate. And I suspect that even ones that don't get divorced, it's also a big percentage of maybe the couple staying together, not because they're happy, because out of necessity, perhaps.
Well, and that, you know, that's not good either, Dave. You know, it's better to come from a broken relationship than live in one.
Absolutely.
You know, I would rather be a child, and I've experienced this personally, I'd rather be a child that gets to go visit two happy homes rather than one miserable one all the time.
That's
You're not doing your kids any favors.
I totally agree. I think that's very, very valid. Why don't we take a quick break right now? And when we come back from our break, we'll continue our discussion with Leah Haven. This is Match No Match, and the countdown begins. We're 11 minutes away from the Match No Match, where a guy calls in. We have an in-studio woman that came in. We'll ask some questions, see if they're a match or not. Stay tuned for that coming up at 2:45.
Weidenauer, Heighton & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Weidenauer, Heighton & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today. 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. This is Match No Match, starring Leah Haben, TV personality, writer, founder of Smart Femme. I could go on and on all day, should I?
No.
Okay. But I could, because it's amazing all the things that you do and all the people that you help. Oh. I'm really proud of you, Miss Leah.
Well, thank you, Dave. I think that we have some important work, though. We have a lot of singles that we need to help, especially this holiday season, because it's really tough on them.
It really is. And you just, you know, I always say from an NLP perspective, that's neuro-linguistic programming, in case you're a first-time listener, and that's a study of human excellence. I mean, really, it's not about going outward and seeking someone. It's really making you the best person you could be, the qualities that can give and really give to someone. And, of course, you don't want to give and take. You want to give and have that type of relationship.
You do. And, you know, relationships are really simple, and people really overcomplicate them. They really do. I mean, really, what you need to remember is people are in relationships, healthy relationships, because that person makes them feel special.
Yeah, you know, that's a very good point.
And really the secret to any relationship is to make a person feel special and valued. And if you can do that, you're going to succeed in business, you're going to succeed in your relationships, you're going to be successful in your relationship with your children, just making that person feel special and not expecting anything in return. It'll automatically come, but you don't have to expect that.
I like that. That, I think, is very profound, what you just said. The question, the follow-up question from the audience. Oh, there's Dave. Okay, I got a question. Is how do you make people feel special? A lot of people may not know how. What are some of the ways, or what are some of the ways or the hows you can do that?
You know, just take the focus off yourself. Ask people questions and figure out what they like to do and engage them. People, when they're in their element, they're actually quite fun to be with.
Yeah.
When you find out what they love and their passion, we all have a passion about something, you know, when you engage them so that they're talking about themselves and they're really enjoying being in the moment, then you know you're in a good spot.
You know, one time I heard a definition of being charismatic or charming or whatever the word is that you have to be that first. You can't fake that. You
No.
have to actually, you know, be someone that is generally happy, and that will just go a long way, because it's contagious.
Well, it is, but so is pessimism. So
yeah,
to, you know, negativity can spread like wildfire, as well as optimism. I think that you just have to, you know, every day's a choice.
Yeah. That's absolutely true. And if people don't know how, there's plenty of you know, books, there's seminars,
workshops.
I still
love Napoleon Hill. I still love him.
Oh, very good book. But people need to invest in themselves. They really have to look at not outside circumstances, but how can they choose to be happy? You know, people intellectually hear that, but it is a choice, like you said, as well as it should be a goal. I mean, there's state of being goals, mm-hmm. there's doing goals, and having goals. Most people want the having goals. I want the two cars, the house, this or that. But how about the state of being goal? You know, why not choose and say, I am going to be happy today, and these are the ways I'm going to do it?
Yeah, I think that's important. Unfortunately, right now we're living in this society of entitlement. And,
yeah.
even our government says promises the pursuit of happiness. They only promise the pursuit. They don't promise us happiness. Happiness does come from within, and you have to figure out what makes you happy. And that, I think that's the big problem, Dave. Most people don't know what they want.
I think that's absolutely correct. So I think hopefully this show will enrich people's lives to start thinking a certain way that will create the happiness that seems to have eluded so many people. Now, we still have about 5 minutes left before we see if there's a match, no match. However, some more questions from kids that we're looking at. And here's someone age 8 answered this one. What do you think about mom and dad having what do you think your mom and dad have in common? And what do you think they said? Age 8.
Age 8. Oh my God. Me.
Okay.
Them. I
no,
don't know.
What do you think your mom and dad have in common? Age 8. This someone named Lori said both do not want any more kids.
Ooh.
That's a sad statement.
That is.
How about this kid? Pam, age 7, when is it okay to kiss someone? Age 7.
I have no idea.
When they're rich. I don't get it. What's the culture teaching here?
Was that kid from Scottsdale?
I can't tell if that was the...
That sounds like a Scottsdale kid. That sounds like an 85266 zip code.
Here's Kurt, age 7. Same question. When is it okay to kiss someone? The law says you have to be 18, so I wouldn't want to mess with that. That's what Kurt, age 7, says. What? They're getting older even though they're young. What's going on with that?
Scary, isn't it?
Yeah. So I don't know. There's a lot of interesting things. Now, finishing up with being single in the holidays, how about, here's one. It wasn't my idea, but it's an interesting one. It says, dress up your dog and bring him or her to a dog park. I don't know. Maybe. A lot of people love their dogs, right?
You know, dogs are a great place, and you know what? Must love dogs. Absolutely.
Yes, I don't know. I know my daughters love their dogs. They love going to the dog park, and they meet a lot of people, actually.
Well, you know,
Might be interesting. You
never know who you're going to meet at a dog park.
Yeah, remember the movie All About Cats and Dogs?
I do.
That was sort of cool.
That was very cute.
Now, how about this one? We still have a few minutes. How would the world... This is, again, Kelvin, age 8, answered this. How would the world be different if people didn't get married?
They wouldn't be divorced.
They would say... No, the Kelvin, age 8, answered how this question... had the answer to this question. How would the world be different if people didn't get married? Kelvin, age 8, said, there sure would be a lot of kids to explain, wouldn't there?
Ooh.
They're getting smarter. Tom, what's up with that? Let me see your tie today. Is it a good one? Yeah, it's a pretty good one. He wears a different tie every day. I like
Ooh,
it,
too. Oh, it's very Christmassy.
Yeah. So anyway, here's a good one. All right, we'll maybe end with this one. Ricky, age 10, answered this question. How would you make a marriage work?
Age 10.
How would you make a marriage work? They asked him that.
Oh, okay. What did this profound 10-year-old say?
The Ricky, age 10, said, tell your wife that she looks pretty even if she looks like a truck.
Wow, wisdom from a 10-year-old.
I don't know. Pretty good. And then one last suggestion on holidays. Let's see. Well, it says go on a trip. I mean, I don't know. You could go on a trip. Go to Vegas. That gets pretty crowded, though, New Year's Eve, right? I hear it's wild people.
I have heard that.
That wouldn't be comfortable, would it?
No. You know, Dave, I hear that we have our mystery man holding.
Oh, holding. Yes. Who is the question?
We're about to find out.
Appropriate because they have to be free and unholding, like the Uncola.
That's
has to be
true.
7-Up.
Well, you know, holding's a penalty in some things.
It is in football, in hockey.
It is.
How about baseball? I don't know about that.
No, I don't think. I've never seen a holding penalty
in baseball.
I guess
someone held a runner back, that would be bad.
That would
be a bench-clearing brawl, probably. Well, when we come back from our break, we will start the match, no match section of the show with a young lady who has entered the studio live here at KXXT 1010 and a gentleman calling in. We will see if there's a match or no match. We're going to ask some interesting questions. Stay tuned. In about 2 minutes, we'll be right back.
Hello, this is Michael Dixon. Internationally acclaimed metropolitan opera baritone Dmitri Vorostovsky will perform a one-time-only opera gala concert with the Phoenix Opera Orchestra and Chorus Tuesday, January 10th at the Orpheum Theater. We've seen the sensational singer in the Met's live HD broadcasts. Now hear him live in concert January 10th. It'll be the musical event of the season. Get tickets now at the Orpheum box office and at phoenixopera.org.
At Beerenbaum Baum and Spien PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birnbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.